Archbishop, how do you respond to the atrocity in Manchester?
I think like many people, like most people actually, when I heard the news about Manchester, I was shocked, horrified really, that such an awful thing could happen so close to us. And I was thinking immediately about children and young people who were caught up in it, and the fear and the frightened nature of everyone thinking about it and covering it. I think an attack like this, which is so violent and so brutal, just brings terror among us. And I just get a sense that something like this will take a long time to heal, particularly for the families and those who were caught up in it in one way or another, maybe those who lost a loved one, someone who was injured, or maybe just someone who was at the concert and got home safely, but just now contemplates how awful the thing was. And, you know, I really just thought, there but for the grace of God, go I and go all of us.
We have a World Communications Day coming up this weekend, and Pope Francis has chosen a pertinent theme of communicating hope and trust in our times. How do we communicate trust in the world we live in today?
Yeah, I think it's really fitting that Pope Francis's message is about communicating hope in our time, because Pope Francis himself draws attention to the whole, what he calls, vicious circle of bad news that's out there. The terrible stories that we see every evening in the news or follow on social media about war and terrorism. And then there's all those other stories about scandals and human failure and discontent. And Pope Francis says, in the middle of all of that, we as a Christian people who are an Easter people want to try to bring a message of hope and love and joy. And if you think of the terrible things that happened in Manchester this week, but alongside it, the fact that there were so many beautiful acts of love, charity, care, concern, solidarity. I mean, we've seen it in all of the coverage, just this amazing outreach that has happened both within Manchester and to Manchester from around the world and from Ireland in particular. I just think what Pope Francis says, we've got to hold on to hope. We've got to keep hope alive. We've got to get that message out there of do not be afraid, that there is so much good and so much love in the world, in families, in communities, in parishes. And we've got to try to ensure that we don't despair. And the reason we do all of this is because we look at everything through the lens, as he calls it, the lens of the good news of Jesus Christ, who came to die for us and who had that victory over darkness and evil and despair. So I think Pope Francis's message about communicating hope in our time is very fitting for this weekend.
Is there anything that people of faith could be doing this weekend, or priests preparing for masses, or indeed that yourself might be doing this coming weekend in light of keeping that message of hope out there after Manchester, after all the other atrocities that we've witnessed in the last few years?
Well, I think it's very important for us to pray. I contacted Bishop Arnold, who's the Catholic Bishop of Salford, where Manchester is, just to assure him that we in Ireland will be praying and remembering the people of Manchester and all of those affected in our prayers and masses this weekend. I think also this weekend it would be a great thing for families, maybe just before they eat together on Sunday or at the weekend, just to stop and just talk a little bit about how important love and family is to them, and the importance of looking after each other and believing that the world is still a good place despite these incidents of terror and violence and brutality, that we all have the power to bring love and hope and joy into the world rather than darkness and evil and sin. So I think, as well as praying this weekend, maybe if we could have conversations with our loved ones, tell them how much they mean to us, our family, our friends, and how important it is for us to share good news in the midst of a world which is often dogged and fascinated and obsessive about bad news. One of the things that we've noticed this week on social media is a lot of messages going around which can pull us down and cause us to despair. I wonder if people maybe used a hashtag like keep hope alive, or hashtag hope prevails, or hashtag do not be afraid, and just spread some good news about good things that are happening in their communities, in their families, and positive messages also about what we've seen in Manchester, that, you know, wave of goodness that has poured out among the people in that city, which is clearly in grief at this time.